Welcome to Hammer Time! The number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atababy Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino, the Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder.
Thank you, Tony.
Fucking just the flat blue hat today.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I wish it was navy. It's a little bit brighter than I would have liked.
Little blue.
Yeah.
It's between navy and royal.
It's not bad. Better than baby blue.
Definitely.
Like Bill's truck.
Yikes. Jay's back there. Mitt's back there.
Hey, Tony.
Mitt, how was FCS this weekend, dude?
I got smoked. I went 0-2 and wasn't close to covering either game.
Oh, no.
Well.
What were you, 45-0?
You were 87-0, so.
I had probably one of the best gambling seasons of all time with my FCS run, and it ended fucking horribly, and that is all on me. I cursed myself.
It's all right, man.
I cursed myself.
Hey, baby,
man. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, I took it on the shins and footy this weekend. Lost a game in the 87th, 90th, 75th. I mean, it's just a little margin of errors that will get you, my friend.
A little margin of errors that will get you.
But we're looking good today. We got Burnley up 2-0 at half.
That's good.
Yeah, I got them double chance. I mean,
I just realized that I did not log into the team viewer.
Oh, God.
Jay sent me that text the other day. We're good. I'll be able to log in. We're fine, right,
yeah,
Jay?
Yeah, baby, Tom.
It might have switched.
No, it stays the same. You're fine, dude. All right, so I dove into no run first inning this weekend.
Yes, you did.
Playing with fire, my friend. Playing with fire.
Mitt, shut the fuck up.
There is a better bet, though.
There is.
Yeah, and it's the same value.
There is.
And I will take egg on my face when it is. My issue was the guy calling. He called into the show and called us Mickey Mouse.
Don't do it.
You can't do that.
Cannot do it.
No. So I don't mind the bet. If you win a bet, it's a good bet in my books. But so don't call our bets Mickey Mouse. Don't call the show Mickey Mouse. It's not kind.
It's not kind.
It's not nice.
Not nice.
No need for it.
Absolutely no need for it.
Carry on with your day.
Carry on, my wayward son. Here's what I will say. Call the money line now. Actually, is there anyone back here answering, Mitt?
No, I do not think there is.
I'll have to text somebody, see if they'll answer. Thank you. Don't call the money line yet. Call it in like a couple seconds. Here's the thing with the first run and no first run, first inning. No run, first inning.
Yes, sir.
I was pointed out this weekend that there's no run, first inning bet. But then there's also the first inning bet on the match. There's the first inning match bet.
That's the one, Tony. That's the one I'm talking about.
So, first inning result for Angels and Astros today. Okay? You cool with that?
Go ahead, my friend.
First inning total runs, 0, minus 105. First inning draw, minus 105. So at least in the first inning, if there is a run, say the Angels come up the bat and they score a run, your no run first inning bet is dead.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, what if it's 5-5?
Yeah, but your first inning draw bet still alive.
Yeah.
So those of you calling in saying fucking no run first inning is the bet.
Looks, it appears there's a bit of a trump card.
The trump card is the first inning result, which is draw. As long as the odds are the same.
As long as, I mean.
Or close to the same.
I would lay a little bit extra.
Yeah, because it gives you two odds.
Yeah.
It gives you multiple odds. So something to think about there. Cool.
It's good stuff to think about, Tony.
Cool. Call Moneyline, 1-833. I can't see it. Can you?
462-2333.
You got any other footy going on?
Real Betis is up 1-0 at half. Got them money line. There's a lot of action this week. There's a full slate Wednesday. There's games Thursday. I've been looking at this Champions League final a lot, Tony.
Yeah.
And so Man City was up 1-0. They Aguero hit that Panenka and missed the penalty to go up 2-0. Chelsea ends up coming back. They win 2-1, right?
Yeah.
Man City's now even money for Champions League final.
Really?
But if you like Chelsea, I would hop on now because they are plus 300 to win that game.
Plus 300?
I mean, I would. I think Man City's going to win it, but at plus 300, it's at least worth the sprinkle. Like, that's stupid odds.
Plus 300?
Plus 300. So I thought when Chelsea beat Man City that it would kind of... I mean, Man City was minus 115 before that game. Now they're plus 100. So anyway, you want to bet that game, I think you're a good bet.
Plus 300 is...
That's high.
It's fucking huge.
Yeah. For a team that just beat a team. I mean, if Aguero hits that penalty, that game's over at half. It's 2-0. Man City didn't play a lot of their guys, but Chelsea's fucking good, man. And Tuchel's got those boys buzzing, man.
Jay, unfortunately, the password changed. So is there any way? Thank you. Appreciate it. So today, FanDuel put out their season win totals for NFL. Did you have a chance to look at them at all?
A little bit.
So I don't want to make the official bet yet.
Yeah.
Because I want to see what the schedule comes out on Wednesday.
Yep.
I want to see the team's travel schedules. I want to see if they're playing multiple weeks on the road, when their bye is, before I make the final bets.
Yep.
I did have a few that I was looking at that I kind of liked. Texans under 4.
Under 4?
Yeah.
God damn.
This is with the assumption that Deshaun Watson is not their quarterback. What did they win this year? 4 games, 5 games with him as their quarterback, yeah. With him playing unbelievable. They lost a lot of players. The stuff with fucking, what's his name? Easterby.
Yeah.
So I'd like the Texans under 4 a little bit there.
Okay.
Just something to think about. Chiefs under 12.5.
Undy.
12.5 is a lot of games. Isn't it?
I mean,
or do you think the Chiefs are the Chiefs?
Yeah, you got the extra game this year.
I know, but the Chiefs also, they have a lot of new linemen.
Yeah, I mean, you got the boxer at 11.5. So
the 12.5 is high, especially if I think the Broncos and Chargers are better than what they have been.
Yeah, I like the. I'm taking the Seahawks over 10.
Seahawks, huh?
I mean, it's going to be a Russ revenge tour, it feels like.
That would actually, I mean, that's fine with me because I was leaning towards 49ers under 10.5.
I agree with you there.
I don't know what's going to go on with their quarterback.
A lot of people think Lance is going to start right out of the gates, and I ain't buying it.
And I definitely kind of like the 49ers under 10.5 there. Saints under 9. Same thing. Quarterback, you have no idea what Jameis is going to do or if fucking Taysom Hill is going to be the starting quarterback. I'll definitely take the under for the Saints. The only over that I may play is the Giants, over 7.
Yeah, Saquon back. I don't hate that.
Saquon back. I like the weapons that they added. You assume that their defense is going to continue to get better.
I'd consider the Colts over 9.5.
Yes.
What'd they go last year, 11-5?
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, you...
Wentz, I don't think Wentz is going to be
worse. The only thing there is you're rolling the dice with Wentz.
I just don't think Wentz is going to be worse than Rivers.
Phil had his games. He had his ups and downs. But the rest of that division, the Jags, yeah. Texans.
Yeah, Jags are better. Yeah, you're right.
Titan. No, I'm saying like I don't think they're.
Oh, you don't think?
I don't think the Jags and Texans are going to be good.
The Jags?
Do you think the Jags are going to be good? Tebow at fucking tight end?
If Tebow's playing tight end.
I still think they're terrible. And the Titans lost a lot on defense, so and also on offense. They lost a little bit, too. Eagles under 6.5.
Under.
Yeah. I don't trust what's his name?
This one's for me, but I'm going
to take... I don't trust Jalen Hurts.
This one's for me. I'm going to take the Finns over 9.5 at plus 115.
Really?
Plus 115?
Something to think about.
I mean, hop on now if you like it, because it's under 9.5, it's minus 135. What are the Rams at?
I'm obviously not... I think they're at 10.5. I'm obviously not going to touch this, but the Steelers are sitting at 8.5. Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season, so 9-8.
Ty brought this one up this morning. The Raiders are at 6.5.
They, a lot of people think they are going to stink.
But they were in the playoff hunt last year. They're not worse than last year.
I don't know. They, a lot of people also think that the Chargers are a lot better. Yeah. The Broncos are better. And then they have to play the Chiefs. Six and a half is low.
It is 7-10. Right?
Yeah. Lions are at 5.
Might be a bit high.
Oh, you think it's high? I was thinking it might be a bit low for the Lions.
Really?
They're a respectable squad. all right, let's take some calls on this subject. Brian from Jersey, what do you think, dude?
What's going on, boys? Hammer down. Yeah, I was looking at division outright winners. We got the New York Giants at +400. Yeah. I think they're outright the best team in the division. They should be. They got the third best odds. That's kind of, I think that's a hammer right there.
Brian, are you a Giants fan?
Yes, sir. Hmm. So there is a little bit of bias.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Well, here's the thank you, Brian. I sprinkled some on the Giants. At +4, so there's been a different division winner in the East, NFC East, the last 16 years or 17 years.
Yeah.
I don't trust the Cowboys' defense, and I'm slightly worried about the Washington football team offense.
Really?
Well, I don't love Fitzmagic as a player as much as everyone else does. I love him as a human being, as a personality. I fucking love Fitzpatrick. As a quarterback, not as big of a fan.
You watch your mouth.
Has he led a lot of playoff teams?
He hasn't been on any good teams, really. He would have led a playoff.
Well, I'm saying there might be a reason for that.
I mean, if he played the whole season last year, he would have led a playoff team last year.
I agree. But
maybe if he didn't even
get... It's worth a sprinkle on the Giants at +4 something.
Speaking of that, Washington over 8 wins. I love.
I do too.
Yeah.
Their defense is really, really good.
They picked up some pieces from the Panthers. Sam, that guy's a weapon, dude.
Picked up Samuels on offense to go with McLaurin. Yeah.
Something. Are you not in love with Washington?
No, I am. When we did Tones Future Fortunes, I took Washington. That was my first one. But I'm saying I like the Giants too. Don't like the Cowboys. Don't like the Eagles.
Don't like the boys?
No, I just don't like their defense.
Fair play.
I just don't like their defense. So, something to think about there. We'll go over all those later this week with official picks after the schedule comes out.
Yeah, let's see the sketch, baby.
Let's see the sketch. Let's go to... Oh, hold on. I want to hear this. Jordan from South Dakota just says best sport to bet on. Jordan.
Hey, what's up?
Hammer Don.
Hey, yeah. So, I'm from South Dakota. Obviously, sports betting isn't legal here.
Okay.
I want to know when you guys think it will be.
Okay.
And what's the best sport to bet on?
Oh, so you're asking. What do you think is the best sport to bet on?
I don't know. Listening to you guys, it sounds like baseball.
All right, good fucking... Hey, good talk, Jordan.
Wherever you can find winners, my friend.
We have no idea when South Dakota's getting sports betting.
That's the best sport to bet on. Wherever you can find winners.
The best sport to bet on is whatever... I think...
NFL is king, obviously.
NFL obviously is king.
Because it's just one fucking day of the week where you just go all in and it's an all-day thing.
I'll say this. I think the best sport that you can bet on is the sport that you like the most and pay the most attention to.
Yeah. Like, I love college basketball. I love betting college basketball, but it will take your soul, my friend.
It will absolutely take your soul. But, yeah, I think whatever you like betting on, whatever you watch the most, whatever you pay attention to the most.
Yeah.
Should be the sport that you bet on the most.
I'm intrigued to dive into some NBA when we hit the playoffs here.
For me, my sports betting rankings are NFL, college football, baseball.
Footy, NFL, college basketball.
Okay.
Baseball. Actually, baseball might have jumped college basketball, but maybe that might just be living in the moment.
You had a good college basketball run.
It was a good run. College football, I enjoy, but it is by far my worst.
I fucking love it.
It's tough out there.
It is.
It's tough in the college football streets.
Gabe from Iowa, what are you doing, man?
It's Morency.
Just chilling, watching the show, you know, just wondering if we want to hammer the Giants first five again tonight. They did burn me last night, but, you know, the Giants and the White Sox have been my boys this year.
White Sox have been on quite the roll. So have the Giants. Giants were basically stealing money this weekend until yesterday. Let's talk about some baseball. Let's talk about that game. The Rangers and Giants. Oof. The Rangers and Giants. Great pitching matchup.
Incredible pitching matchup.
All right, so we got Kyle Gibson and Alex Wood. By the way, there's only 5 baseball matchups tonight, 5 baseball games tonight. Kyle Gibson, Alex Wood. 9:45. Texas is at San Francisco. 2.4 ERA for Gibson. 1.96 for Alex Wood. Do you have a play here?
I have two, Tony.
I have two plays here as well.
I'm going, I'm taking the Giants.
Okay.
I don't love it. I mean, I think if you bet the Rangers plus a half, it's a good bet too.
Yep.
Rangers could get to Alex Wood. I fear that he might be due for one.
Okay.
But I'm just riding the Giants at home. They've been too good to me. And then I'm going to take the first inning draw, -135.
You're on the first inning draw, my friend.
What do you think about that, huh?
What do you think about that? Let me talk about this game a little bit. Texas is number 3 versus left-handed pitching the last 7 days, number 4 the last 14 days, and number 4 the last 21 days. So they've been hitting lefties as well, which Alex Wood is. Giants, number 12 versus right-handed pitching the last 21, 7 versus for the last 14, and number 2 versus right-handed pitching the last 7 days. So they're also hitting righties as well.
Yeah. Gibson's been great.
So then we look at the pitchers. Alex Wood, 1.96, 2.72 expected. Gibson, 2.4 with 2.8 expected. So, it's fucking washed for me as far as pitching and hitting. So, I'm going to take the dog plus a half.
I think any way you bet this game is a good bet.
It's plus a half, -114. Plus, the Rangers are actually 7-3 in their last 10. So, they aren't. It's not like they're a dead dog. They're a live dog.
Yep.
I went there, and I also took the first inning draw in that game.
Beautiful.
Had to. These two pitchers.
Give me 0-0.
I'll take 0-0. I'll take 1-1. I'll take fucking 6-6 for all the matters.
Was the under 3.5?
It was. I didn't even look at it because I figured with the batting stats, I didn't look at it.
Yeah.
So it's under 4.5. Way juiced. -176.
Ah, yeah, you can't touch that.
I'm not touching that. You can go to an alternate total runs. 3.5. Is plus it's even money.
That ain't it, my friend.
I ain't feeling that one. Other games on tonight that we'll take a look at right now. The Reds at the Pirates. Tyler Mahle and Mitch Keller.
Yep.
Obviously, Mahle is the better pitcher.
Got roughed up his last time out.
He did. 3.23 ERA. Mitch Keller's got a 6.29. He actually had a great start his last time out.
Yeah.
So I'm staying away. This line has ticked up to Cincinnati -153. It was lower earlier. I thought I saw it at -130 at one point. But I'm staying away from that one. If I had to lean, I would go with the Reds and the better pitcher. Are you taking anything there?
Yeah, I'm going to have to lay the because first five, Reds are up to -170. I'm going to lay the -0.5.
What does it get you down to?
With the Reds. -112.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. So I think I like the Reds here. I think maybe a bounce back here for Mahle. So
Pirates haven't been bad this year.
No. Reds have burned me a lot.
But I'm going to stay away from them there. 7:05, Marty Perez versus Jorge Lopez, Red Sox at Baltimore. I heard a lot of talk about the Red Sox today and potentially going that way. They're -152 full game, +128 for the O's. Jorge Lopez has not been great this year, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he's made it to the fifth once this year.
His ERA is 6.49. Marty Perez, 4.4. I really, when I was looking at it earlier, Baltimore's actually pretty good at hitting lefties. Red Sox are obviously good at hitting everything.
Yeah.
It was just too much.
So Perez's last two has gone 11 1/3, given up 3 earned. So I'm going to go with the Red Sox here. They're down to -145 first five. So I'm going to go with the hot team here in the Sox. I got burned yesterday by Pavetta gave up a homer in the two outs in the fifth. But Pivetta, he's 5-0, man. He's been unreal. The Sox pitching staff just keeps finding a way, man. These guys have been good all year, and they just keep cooking.
I got nothing on Angels at Stros.
No, I don't even know who the Angels pitcher is.
So one just popped up, Junior Guerra, and I'm not sure who that is, versus Luis Garcia.
Yeah.
So I'm staying away because that just popped up, and I have no fucking idea.
That happened yesterday with Padres.
It did. Paddock was a late, right?
But why would Paddock be a late?
I don't know.
That was so weird to me. I was waiting for it all day.
And then Marlins and D-backs, we still don't know who's going for the Marlins. So
yeah, I mean, if it's anybody decent with the Marlins and they're getting plus a half, I will take it against Luke Weaver.
As we know, the Marlins,
they burned me yesterday too.
Yeah, that'll happen though. Baseball betting from Christian. What do you got, Christian?
Oh, my bad. What's up, boys? Hammer Don. Hey, so I'm real new to baseball betting. Okay. And whenever you... So I just kind of follow you guys into the trenches blindly.
Smart.
Whenever you go to set your bets, like on FanDuel and stuff, it gives you like action or the pitcher names.
Yep.
What's the difference between like selecting those? Like, does that like affect your bet outcome at all? Or like, what do those mean?
So if you take the pitcher, so if you bet the game and the pitcher that you chose who's supposed to start the game doesn't start, the game is a wash, so you don't have, the bet's dead. But if you choose the action, then that means it's whoever's starting the game, no matter what, your bet stays the same.
Well, he thought I hung up on him. Christian, you were still on the line. Yeah, so if you take the pitcher, that pitcher has to start for it to be...
I always do that.
Take the pitcher.
Yeah, if it's a good one. Well, if it's a bad one, I'll fucking lay. I'll let whoever's going out there.
We're making our bets most of the time based on a lot of the pitching, so we're always going to take that here. Logan from Kansas. What do you got?
What's up, boys?
Hammer Don.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the win total for the Chargers, and it's at 9. I'm hammering Don on the over on that one. They've lost way too many close games in the last couple years.
This is a tough one for me.
Yeah, I just don't know.
I love Herbert. I love what they did in the offseason. Can I trust a rookie head coach? The answer to me is no. I cannot.
9.5. So what's that? So they got to go 10-7.
It's quite a jump for that team.
Yeah. What if the Broncos end up with Raji?
Great. That'll change things quite a bit. Kansas City's in the division.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. The team, as you said, doesn't know how to win yet. Like, they have lost a lot of close games. You could take that as a positive. You could also take that as a negative. Now, new head coach.
I feel like 8.5. 8.5, I would have hammered it. But, I mean, a lot of people have high hopes for the Chargers this year. I've seen a lot of people.
I love Justin Herbert. Yeah. I fucking love him. But I'd like to see how things go with a new offense, new head coach. Or not new offense, sorry. New head coach. Let's see where we go for that. Alan from Tennessee.
I feel like 8.5.
Alan, you got to turn down your thing and then go for it. Alan.
Hey, what's up, boys?
There you are. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, yourself? Good.
Hammer Don. I saw a super boost today on MLB. These boys in Boston are absolutely raking. JD Martinez, Alex Verdugo, and Xander Bogaerts all to record a hit. Go hammer that.
Thank you, Alan.
That's not bad.
I know you love fucking...
Fucking Real Betis just gave one up, man. These guys tie every fucking game, I swear.
I know you love JD.
He's going triple crown, pal.
Let me see that boost. You like Bogaerts. Xander Bogaerts is good.
Yeah. Verdugo's been very good.
Not a great pitcher, so. I mean, if you want to look at it, if you want to play it, go for it. Let me see what it's boosted at. Plus 150. That's a lot of... Yeah. Fuck it, right?
That's not bad. Plus 105.
While we're on it, hey.
Oh, there's a dinger.
Uh-huh.
Come on, dude.
Ohtani.
Or Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah, plus 145. I would like it to be a little more money than that.
Yeah, I think plus 200. I mean, it's not easy to hit dingers.
No, it's not.
Being as a man who loves dingers and loves money. It'd be nice if there was a little more juice.
A little more juice on that.
Alvarez has been fucking mashing, though. He can't hit a curveball, but man, he's starting to learn a little bit. But man, he can fucking mash, dude.
Let's take another call, which will lead us directly into our next thing. James from Toronto, what do you got?
Hey, Hammer Down boys, how are we doing?
Hammer Down, James, how you doing?
Just wondering if you guys have taken a look at the Stanley Cup futures yet on FanDuel.
We did a couple weeks ago. Why, you like something?
I have a few value picks here. Okay. We'll start off with the first team, Colorado at +450. I mean, if they're healthy, they're the best team right now. So definitely hammer that if they are. And then +700, Tampa Bay. I mean, if Stamkos and Kucherov are back, they're the defending champs.
Okay.
So I like them. But my best value pick is Pittsburgh at 1400. Their defense is so good this year. I feel like that they definitely have a chance of getting out of their division in the final four, and then we'll see what happens there.
Hey, thank you, James.
Thank you, James.
Avalanche was +400. Lightning. And then the Penguins, how do you feel about this?
I like the Lightning. I mean, Kucherov's coming back at some point, and they're going to be just as good, if not better, than they were last year.
I mean, they know how to win.
Yeah. Also, like Vegas, I don't know what the odds are. I haven't looked yet, but... And then Pittsburgh, obviously. You know, I don't think anyone saw them finishing first.
How close are we to playoffs? Don't the Canadian teams have some games?
Every other team has like two or three games left, and then the Canucks are making up a bunch of games, so they're going to have like a week full of Canadian games.
There's a lot of fucking NHL games tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You like anything?
I do.
How you been?
Saturday wasn't great, but that's because I do it every time. I try and take every single game and every single total. Sunday was good. It was 3-1. But there were only two games there. So there's a lot tonight, but I only took a handful just to try and cut it down here.
Fucking give them to us, dude.
I'm going with a lot of dogs. I'm going with Chicago.
Oh, you're taking the Morenci approach.
I am, and it's been working lately, so why not stick with it? Chicago at home as a dog, +124. They're playing Dallas. Neither of these teams have anything to play for at this point. But,
Come on, dude.
I mean, you gave it a run, pal. Your boys gave it a run. What could they do?
Fuck.
It's too much. Too much of an uphill battle.
Maybe if you didn't try fucking over the coin, dude.
We'll get to that at the end. Don't worry.
We'll get to it.
What the fuck are you on about?
What do you mean?
Let Nick.
Yeah, we saw your posts over the weekend, and you just trying to drum it back up again, and... Well, it took it to the diamond.
Well, it has to.
It ain't going to the diamond,
pal. It has to.
No.
Whenever the hockey season's over, there will be one sport.
The coin might be dead tonight. It's 6-6. If it drops below 500 tonight, it's dead.
It won't.
No, it's not.
It's dead.
It won't.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not going to. Sorry, continue.
Who's making the rules around here?
The coin.
The one favorite I do like tonight is Carolina on the road against Nashville.
Okay.
They're -132. 7-1 straight up in their last eight when playing Nashville. Nashville,
pretty good.
They weaseled their way in, and they beat Carolina the other night. I think it's just Carolina gets them back here. And then we're going with the COVID Canucks. Vancouver, +152. Big dogs taking on Winnipeg. Winnipeg's playing their backup. Haven't played the best hockey lately. Okay. We're taking a chance. We're taking a chance on the Canucks.
Love good value on a dog.
And then this one's really interesting. Colorado and Vegas. At Vegas. Vegas is a home dog at plus at even money.
Yep.
Colorado 5-1 straight up in their last six. Vegas 5-0 straight up in their last five at home. Who's going to give? Let's go with the home dog when we can, especially when they're as good as Vegas.
Hell yeah, dude.
And finally, despite Gumpy's sabotaging efforts and trying to take it to the baseball diamond and its 500 record, which, I mean, it is a coin. 50, the coin 50. Flip game of the night.
Hold on. All rise for the honorable coin. Don't fucking try to. Maybe you need to fucking settle down and let me give the coin the respect it deserves instead of just fucking running through its game.
Oh, I just thought you were going to mail it in like you tried to fucking take it to the diamond, too. The Edmonton Oilers.
I never tried taking it.
On the road.
He did say he wanted to.
-108.
You have no proof. At
Montreal.
Okay. Javi Tonk.
Plus Javi Tonk's -108 as well. It truly is a coin flip game.
Truly is. Edmonton at Montreal. Let's do it.
Edmonton. will be heads. Okay. Habs will be tails. Let's give it a flip.
Habs.
Heads.
Fuck.
The Oilers.
Coilers, dude.
Shit.
McJesus got a hundo yet?
He got 100.
He got 100 over Saturday, the weekend. Which means they're not going to give a fuck about this
They
game.
Don't have much to play for. They might even rest some guys.
Are they in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. They're sitting comfortably at second in the North. And the Habs can still...
Habs are still fighting.
Habs can still switch with the Jets for seeding.
The,
so.
The coin knows, dude.
I know. I'm just giving what's all out there. Full context on the game.
Not lead us astray. Don't doubt it. You'll be placed in the lock and stock for days. Oilers, -106.
Oh, it moved.
Oh, shit, it moved.
Don't doubt the fucking corner.
I mean, it, McDavid got his 100, but he's still going to be...
He's still gone.
If they're playing, it's going to be hard to...
How many points do you think he wants, dude?
All of them.
He's...
Because people are saying it's a Mickey Mouse season because he's only playing other Canadian teams. So he's gonna want as many fucking points as he can get to shut him up.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's a classic coin flip game.
There's a lot of other good games, too, and they're all relatively close. No more of the big lines.
No more biggie lines.
No.
Caught on to Morency's magic.
Chris from California, what do you got?
Hey, it's a funny thing. How's it going, boys?
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about NHL future bets.
Go for it.
Go on.
But I was seeing the Knights at +550.
Okay.
That might be a pretty good, since they've been on a pretty much a wagon the past couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, the Knights and Avs are the best two teams in the other conference, so as far as I'm concerned, either one of those, hammer them.
Yeah, and don't forget we got the flower in the desert.
Sure. The desert flower.
The desert flower.
The desert flower.
Thanks for a call. Nick, I think you're good. Thank you, pal.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you, pal.
Thank you.
Mitt.
Oh, you know what? Here, what? Before I go, everyone, since we're talking about futures, Carolina Hurricanes at +900.
Oh, worth really? A flyer. Really?
Best team in the league, record-wise, points-wise. So.
Something to think about.
Something to think about.
Something to think about. Mitt.
What's up, dude?
How you feeling about NBA, dude?
I kind of liked the NBA. I'm
Pardon?
Hell of a fucking Zach. What do you got? NBA. Hell of a fucking lead in, Mitt.
NBA has been absolute dog shit. What do you got, Zach? I actually want
that. A boy.
I want to know. Let's go.
First quarter spread.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Pick on the shitty teams. Pick the good teams. They've been hotter than the Giants' first five. That's all I know.
All right.
Do you have any examples for tonight?
Tonight, Trailblazers 4.
Yeah, they're
covering the 4 in the first quarter against the Rockets. Rockets fucking stink.
It's true. They do.
Lock it in, boys.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you.
Zach was taking care of his kids while fucking being a degenerate. I always love that. Yeah, tonight, Rockets at Portland. It was 14.5. The Rockets do still stink. Portland's been playing very well. They are still trying to stay out of the play-in game. So I don't hate Portland first quarter.
I really like Portland first quarter. With only 4, the Rockets do fucking stink, and they come out slow as hell.
There was one game that I was potentially looking at tonight as far as playing myself, and it was the Pacers -8.5.
Ooh.
That line opened at like 2.5, Tony. I just kind of think there's too much line movement on that.
I agree. I hear you, Mitt. I'm just going to read off some things about the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, they're bad.
0-5 ATS in their last 5 games following a double-digit loss. 0-5 in their last 5 as a home dog. 0-4 in their last 4 on 0 rest. 0-6 in their last 6 versus a team with a winning record. 0-5 in their last 5 versus a team with a winning record on the road. And then 0-6 ATS in their last 6 home games. I'm just saying, if there was a side that I was going against tonight, it's Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, I could never throw it, Tony, because I hate the Pacers and they want to lose games, but I am kind of with you on that one.
Hold on. What's going on? Is that piece of shit at the door? Is that who I... No, it's Ty. Thought it was Foxy. Thought we were fading Foxy. We're not. Wizards at Hawks, -7.5. Beal's out. Westbrook's been unbelievable. I would look at Westbrook player props tonight, potentially, mm-hmm. since Beal is out.
Mm-hmm.
Hawks are really good, too, so tough to pick this one.
Nate McMillan.
I'm all over the over in this one, Tony. You know I love my NBA overs. I know that Bradley Beal's out, and that does hurt this, but Westbrook looking for a lot of points and a lot of assists. Let's go.
Zach from Queens, what do you think about NBA tonight? Zach, you there?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Did you just fall down the steps? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all good. What's up, guys?
What's up, dude? What's going on?
Yeah, so I got some picks tonight. I got some locks.
Okay.
Love the overs tonight. We got Indiana, Cleveland. That's going to hit over 228.5.
There was a Pacers
Milwaukee,
game at 250.
Antonio over 233. That's a lock. Lock that in. And then we got Utah and Golden State over 225. That's going to have a huge night. Lock
Let's
that in.
Go.
Thank you, Zach.
Hi, Let's go. Zach. I love that guy. I'm all over the Golden State over as well. Let's go.
Hi, baby, man.
Big overnight.
I love how much you love those fucking overs. Cade from Minnesota, what do you got in the NBA?
King Cade.
Hammer Don.
Don.
Don. Don. Don. Don.
I'm going to piggyback off you, Diggs. Ooh. I actually do like a Russell Westbrook prop. Triple-double here with the Wizards win. They're fighting for that seed up in the play-in there.
Yep.
And then I'm also going to go the 6.5 from the Milwaukee Bucks tonight.
What is the what's the line on the Russ triple-double?
I have no idea. Okay. But it's probably minus 150 plus.
Thank you, Cade. Yeah, I mean, I think...
I'm finding it, Tony.
Thank you, Mitt. Joseph from Philly. What's up?
Big Joe.
Big Joe.
What's going on, guys?
What's up,
Joe?
I just want to have a quick dialogue about the New York Knicks and how that city's electric. And now everyone should be hammering down on the New York Knicks 2021 NBA championship.
Thank you.
Knicks have been damn near the best against the spread team all year.
They didn't give us like a lot of reasoning besides the city's electric right now.
That's a good point.
But I mean, it's definitely something to think about. Let me see. I want to see their team future for the finals champion.
Tony, the Russell Westbrook, just to touch on it, Russell Westbrook to record a triple-double is minus 390 tonight, so might be just staying away from that one.
Okay.
Is what?
Minus 390 for a triple-double.
For a triple-double?
Can we get a no on that just to see what the fucking number would be? You get the Knicks right now plus 12,000. To win the NBA championship.
Why wouldn't you?
Plus 3,600 to win the East. I like that one a lot better than I do the to win the championship. You going to start doing NBA for the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Something to think about?
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be... No, you'll figure it out. Brent, West Virginia, what are you looking at, man?
Brent. Man, you guys were talking about the NFL. And your guys' favorite sports to bet on.
Yeah.
Big NFL guy, man. Okay. Big Steelers fan down in West Virginia.
Hell yeah.
Little bit of a play here. The NFC West, it's a tough division. Matthew Stafford going to the Rams.
Uh-huh.
You can lock that in up plus 190 right now.
Uh-huh.
Nice hammer, man. You got a hammer dime.
Thank you, Brent.
What?
Yeah, I was looking at the West odds, and I don't know, Paul. The Rams are the favorite at plus 190.
That's still the Seahawks division to lose, right?
No.
Yeah.
That's
tough, man. It's really fucking tough.
That is,
if that Niners team is healthy, that Niners team could be just as good as either of them.
Actually, the Niners are now plus 185 while the Rams are plus 190. I like the Rams best out of all the teams because I think they have the least amount of question marks. We know that their defense is really fucking good.
Yeah.
I think their offense is going to be really good with Stafford. You don't think so?
What's that?
You don't like Stafford?
I wouldn't say that, no. I like Stafford. I don't know. Don't know about that Rams.
Seahawks are plus 270. Their defense started to figure it out at the end of last year, so if they carry that over, the Seahawks are always going to be good with Russ. And then the Cardinals are plus 600.
Fuck, that's a hard division.
Could be a So I did a couple parlays as far as division winners. I left the West Division out because I have no fucking idea.
The Seahawks draft a wide receiver, too?
Seahawks had three picks, and their first one wasn't until the third round, I don't think. So I don't think they're getting... I wouldn't rely on the Seahawks draft.
Did they get any O-linemen? Or are they just running out the same team as last year?
I think they might be running out the same team as last year-ish. But they picked up... on defense, who did they pick up on defense? D-line. I can't remember off the top of my head. They've made some pickups.
Yeah.
There was a thing with Russ and Pete. I don't know. It's if you think you could pick the NFC West winner, more fucking power to you. I would lean Rams too, because I think I have the least amount of question marks about them. Cardinals plus 600. Are they worth a look? Can we trust Kyler Murray?
I don't know. Fuck.
That was a tough one. That's a tough division. I couldn't do it.
I still think the Niners are healthy, man. Like, even think about the Niners, if they're healthy and Jimmy G's healthy.
Well, yeah, do they go straight back to the Super Bowl team? Probably.
Right?
I don't see why not. They haven't got worse. They haven't really lost to anyone.
No.
A couple running back here or there, corner here or there. I don't know.
Yeah, that's Sherman's tough, gone.
That's or is a very Sherman tough coming division. Back? They don't know. They don't know where Sherman's going yet.
He'll be in the NFC West somewhere.
Yeah, probably maybe Seattle.
Seattle or Niners.
So I don't know what I'm doing with the West.
Yeah, that is one I would stay away from for now. Unless you really like the Rams, hop on it now, because I'm sure it'll probably. I mean, who knows?
I don't know. They were the favorite. I don't.
So Niners for some reason, the Niners now?
Jumped them for what reason? Trey Lance.
He's not even going to start.
Seattle did lose. Thank you, chat. What's his name in the Jaguars? Corner.
Oh, Griffin.
Yeah.
Full year with Dunlap and...
I don't know. It's just...
It's all if what's his name could stay healthy, Jamal Adams. That's a big if, man. When he played, he was a game to change that defense. And when he's hurt, they're just not the same team.
Good luck betting the West.
Good luck.
We'll say that. There is a there's a footy boost. Let's see here. It is Manchester United to win and 3+ total goals scored versus Leicester.
Man U is in a stretch where they play 4 games in 8 days.
So don't
they
trust
played
them.
On Sunday. They play on Tuesday. They play Liverpool on Thursday. So yeah, I would.
Do you have anything else for? Is there anything else for tomorrow?
No, I'm trying to find a side on this Crystal Palace Southampton game. I'll probably tweet it out in the morning if I find anything. That's the only game I really saw tomorrow. Fucking Real Betis just got a penalty for fucking 88th minute. Come on!
There were a couple winners actually of the rollover this weekend. Congrats to them.
Good job.
Hey, we're not fucking ignoring you. If we take a few hours to see your tweet, just keep tweeting us.
It's amazing how angry people will get at you for giving them free money.
People get very, very angry.
It's incredible, really. No problem, though. We appreciate you, man. Keep sending in those winners. It's awesome.
We will find your tweet if you keep tweeting at us.
They just got rid of the PK.
Fuck! But we're back to 250 today on the rollover. Good luck with that. We'll have guests the rest of the week. Preakness is this weekend.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Who's rated? What's his name allowed to race?
I don't know if Medina is going to be. Medina is going to be.
Moderna.
Going to be racing this weekend. So we'll probably get someone on for that. PGA Championships, not this weekend, but next weekend. Hopefully, we'll see if Cutmaker's coming on or not.
Might have to give him a suspension
for a week.
I think he gets a week off after that last showing. That was tough.
Can't be on the course.
Can't do it.
Can't be on the course.
Send a text.
We'll have people all week. Everyone loved Morenci, so.
Fucking Real Betis. Let's go! Fucking 89th? Come on! Watch him getting trolled here.
The chat wants me to say shout out to your spaces.
Oh, shout out.
Were you on that thing for fucking 4 hours on Saturday night?
3.5.
Jesus.
It gets going in there, man. It's a good time. I like it.
Hey, baseball bets. I only had the Rangers first five and first inning draw, which you are on the first inning draw as well.
Yeah.
Did you have
I'm on
else?
The other side.
And you're on the other side.
Took the Red Sox first five. And I took the Reds minus a half. I don't love the slate tonight, but I needed...
there's only five games.
We got to have some fucking juice.
We'll be back tomorrow. There are a lot of games tomorrow. Full schedule. We'll be back tomorrow. Can't thank you guys enough. At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Shout out Celsius for the money line.
Shout out fucking Real Betis for scoring in the 88th
Shout
minute.
Out Real Betis.
Fucking be Iglesias with the fucking snipe.
Shout out Mitch. Shout out Jay. Thanks, Connor, for answering funds.
Shout out.
Hey, keep subscribing to the channel.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Tell everybody. Merch
keep
is coming.
Calling in.
Merch is coming this week.
Is it?
Potentially.
I've been excited for this merch for a long time, Tony.
We will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same place. 4 p.m. YouTube. Hammer
down.